Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hello and welcome to episode 657 of the Overseas Connection. It's November 14th, 2021, and we're a gaming podcast for the more wise and somewhat, some would say mature, others would say otherwise, gamer, and we'd just like to stay a bit off center and chat about stuff, eventually get around to talk about gaming, and have a good time. And enjoy the community. We broadcast weekly on Sundays at 9 p.m. UK time, 1 p.m. West Coast, 4 p.m. East Coast, and 3 p.m. Central. And I believe we're now synchronized again after the good. This is too confusing for me. You can watch us live on twitch.tv/OC podcast. And youtube.com/OC podcast. Joining me tonight, I'm Phil, by the way, Filthy. Joining me tonight, we have Mr. Pete Chin. How are you doing, Pete?
Hello, Phil. How are you doing?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Good, good.
We also have the one and only Kim Woods. Evening, Kim.
Howdy, that's me. Good evening, everyone.
And spinning the decks and messing around in the background and no doubt doing some dodgy deals is Mr. Robin Tate. Good evening, Robin.
Sorry, I've changed my name. My name is now Mr. Ramen Noodle. Hi, it's Robin Tate. Hi, everybody. How you doing? We'll get to that.
Okay, a couple of birthdays in the community this week. We've got Katie Stubbs, who's 27 on the 12th of November.
Amazing. I remember she was just a little tiny girl the first time we met her at some of the shows.
Yeah. Now she's a little tiny woman.
Yeah, yeah.
And Hardeep Lally, who's 39, big 39, on the 20th.
The son of tequila. Yeah, let's buy a bottle of tequila. Let's do shots.
Yes, I remember that night.
There's birthdays in my family as well this week. My youngest son was 9 yesterday. And then the twins are 17 next week. Oh my God.
How does it happen?
I know. There we go.
Well, happy birthday, everyone.
Mm. Indeed.
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday! Insert name here.
General was not recognized.
Okay.
Hooray, it's story time. Hooray, it's story time. I'm so glad to be with you today.
Kim, what have you been up to this week?
Oh, not a lot. Let's see. What have I been up to? We're planning our Thanksgiving dinner. Because that seems to be, the older you get, it seems like that's harder to plan, because especially if you have a big family, because it's always somebody that's not going to be able to make it on one day, and maybe another one that can't make it on another day, and so trying to find the day where everybody can show up. So that's what I was doing this week, was trying to get our family Thanksgiving plan, and I think we finally found a day where everyone will be here and not have to work. So that's been interesting. Let's see. Christmas shopping. I about have my Christmas shopping done for the year, and it's not even December yet, so that makes me happy.
That's disgraceful.
I know, but you know, thankfully we draw names every year, so I only technically have to buy for two people, because I have to buy whoever I draw and I have to buy for whoever Dad draws, and then of course we can all buy for the nephews and all that.
You know this by now. When is it?
The 25th. It'll be next Thursday. No, not next Thursday, but Thursday after. So,
okay.
Yeah.
I mean, the Black Friday stuff has already started over here.
Oh, I know. Yeah, it's been going over here for like the last month. So, yeah. So I've got that done. I've still got a few little things to figure out, but I'm getting there. So I'm happy about that. And season 4 of Yellowstone has started. So I watched the first 2 episodes of that, and no spoilers for me, but
it's Yellowstone.
It's the one with Kevin Costner. And they have that big ranch, and everybody's always trying to take it over.
Is it worth watching, Kit? Well, obviously, you were watching season 4, so it must be. Yes. You must think it's worth watching.
And Robin, you like Longmire, so I think you would like Yellowstone.
Okay. So it's set modern day, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, and they've got a prequel coming that, even though it's got Tim McGraw and Faith Hill in it, it doesn't look terrible. Of course, it also has Sam Elliott, so there is that. So, yeah. The first 2 episodes are now out, and the third one, I think, will be tonight. So it's pretty good so far after the big cliffhanger of last season. So, that's pretty much it for me. So,
excellent.
Yeah.
Pete, what have you been up to?
Well, I went to London for a short break for my birthday. Shell took me down there and treated me to a little break down London, and it was... it's just your typical London. Lively, expensive, some crazy people. Yeah, it was good. We was going to go down there to watch a gig initially, and she sent me the tickets. An email stated it was on the 7th of November, and, you know, I never really opened the tickets because there was no point, really, until, you know, you get down there and... you just don't. Well, I personally didn't anyway. And Shell never thought to look, but we opened up the tickets and they've rescheduled it to April. So we was like, we got to the email itself. What's... says the 7th of November. So the place where we went to, like, failed to inform everybody that the gig had changed. And when you download the tickets, it downloads it from their server. So the date had already changed on the tickets, but the venue didn't tell anyone. So that was naughty. So we were in the Sherlock Holmes pub, and we were enjoying our food. And that was when, I just thought, oh, I'll have a look at these tickets just in case. And that was when we found out. But it didn't stop us enjoying our time down there. We seen a few cabaret shows.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, excellent.
Theater was just empty then, so you just sat in the seats and waited for people to come on stage.
No, we didn't go there. we didn't even bother.
Cabaret.
Yeah, so we've seen some cabaret shows. We seen a couple of drag artists. I spent some time in Soho. It was good. Yeah, I had a good laugh. Had a nice little walk around. Went to the National History Museum and all those different. Play at Nelson's Column, because Shell had never been there before, and that was when
Nelson's Column. It's Nelson's Willie. I love Soho. There was that Raymond's Review Bar. I is one of those clubs which is very, very good and interesting. Very good cabaret. Very tasteful. So so probably one of the ones that you're in. But what I love about London and all those little streets, Pete, is when you walk around. All of those just randomly, not really knowing where you're going.
Yeah.
And you come across some of these fantastic little patisseries and little bespoke shops and then super, super ridiculous expensive shops in these tiny little alleyways. And I like that exploring. It is, there's a restaurant, I'm sure I talked about this before, and you go in and it's a bar, like restaurant standard thing. And you mention, there's a code password. I remember. I have it written.
Yeah, right. It's like a speakeasy.
Yeah. So it's do you know where Jimmy the Cat is or something like that? And they go, come with me, sir. And they open the door of a big American freezer, an old-fashioned freezer. And you go, and that's a door downstairs into a cellar, which is like a speakeasy. I must get the name of that place.
They've got one in Birmingham as well, where it's a dry cleaner, so a laundrette. So you go through like all these washing machines and stuff, it's in Birmingham. Yeah, it's a real cool pub that. So upstairs is this real like nice plush bar. Yeah, I'll try and get the name of it, Phil, for you. Yeah, but yeah, it's definitely. Really cool. It's really cool. But yeah, those shops that you're on about, Robin, I saw one and it was selling like flat caps and scarves and some real nice, you know, woolen garments and stuff. And had a look outside and then just like crept in because I thought, oh, it does look a little bit expensive. By God, I wish Ant had walked in because they latch onto you like you're going to buy something. And like the cheapest thing in there was a scarf and it was like 120 quid. And I was like,
damn,
cruel.
What?
Oh, damn. I bet they didn't have any ramen noodle soup tops.
Nothing as good as that.
Sold out.
So yeah, ended up going to London. Had a nice time down there. Stepdaughter's got a job. She's working at a primary school shortly. She's just got to get a DBS check. So that was another bit of good news this week. We had a little bit of a thing for Leo's birthday today. Yesterday. But we did that today. Yeah, I've not really done a fat lot else apart from work, which I don't want to talk about because I spend enough time there anyway. Yeah, that's it really. Not a massive amount of stuff apart from that.
Excellent. Well, I'll very quickly talk about what I've done because it's not a huge amount to be honest. And then I think Robin's probably got quite a bit to cover. So last weekend had. Went to a charity ball and started at about 3 o'clock and finished 3 o'clock in the afternoon and finished about 2 o'clock in the morning, standing up, taking card payments and organising raffle and auctions and stuff. So it was a very successful evening for local charity, but I was absolutely shagged by the end of it. The only time we got to sit down was to quickly grab a bite to eat. And yeah, but all good. And aside from that, recovering from that, just watching some TV. So I don't know if any of you've seen the show Why the Last Man.
No.
Words about it. So this is it's a show on currently on Disney Plus, but it's on other around the world. It's on other networks, and it's basically a one day. And a world event happens and all of the males on the planet, so humans and animals, die immediately. Blood spurts from the faces and they just all die completely.
What about the men with vaginas? Do they die as well?
Funnily enough, that's something that... So it's all about the Y chromosome. So there's one man, as in... the last man, his name's Yorick, who just happens to be the son of the acting president. And it's actually okay. It's like The Walking Dead. It's got a Walking Dead theme, sort of feel to it without the zombies.
Okay.
So women are taken over or have taken over. There's gangs of them running around and
everywhere.
Uncontrollable.
You know, versions of Negan and all that sort of thing. I know. It's and obviously they're trying to disguise the fact that this one last man is still alive. And all the various things that happen to him as he tries to cross the country with a geneticist to try and find out what's going on. It's actually very good. It's got a good cast. Diane Lane plays the president. And there's been a few twists and turns so far. Just coming up to the last episode of season one and well worth a watch, I think. So it's pretty good.
You're talking about TV actually. I've watched a film and it was okay. it was called Dark Waters.
Yes.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah.
It's a brilliant film. So he's a defense lawyer and he ends up suing this company for basically just poisoning the local waters, and I don't want to go too much into it because I think is it based on some type of true story?
Yeah, it is based on true story. Yeah,
yeah. So it's really good. I thought it was going to be a hard watch, but yeah, I did watch that this week. That's one bit of telly that I've watched. Sorry, Phil.
That's okay. No, that's a really good movie actually. And also finally started watching season 11 of The Walking Dead. A bit behind on that. So, but that's been pretty good so far.
Has it?
Yeah. So
I'll stop that when what's his name? Negan. Yes. When he come into it and did what he did with the ginger guy and whatever his name was, Glenn. Glenn. I kind of like dropped off it then.
Yeah, Negan's still in it. He's one of the main characters.
Is he? Oh,
yeah. Wow. So his character's evolved over the time. So, okay. So that's really good. And there's a lot of conflict as to what he did to Glenn between him and Maggie, who's still around. But yeah, it's good fun. And that's it for me. So, Robin, what have you been up to?
That guy that was the last guy in the world. I mean, he'd be popular, wouldn't he? I mean, he'd be very thirsty. He'd probably like a glass of cider, that Dickens stuff. He would probably love that. So, anyway, moving on. I've had a hell of a couple of weeks. Some stuff I can talk about and some stuff I can't. I could tell you, but then I'd have to kill you. So, I will address the elephant in the room right now because before I die. So about two odd weeks ago, I got a package from America, and it was a package of ramen noodles. Is that right? Yes. Anyway, ramen noodles. Okay, and the noodles were fine. I thought, yes, Mr. DeLacy, my wife thinks you're absolutely mad and crazy for sending some ramen noodles. And I've made ramen noodles now, and you put some water in, half a liter of water, and you boil them for 3 minutes and add a little flavor. They're super noodles, boys. That's what they are. Super noodles, really fancy super noodles. But then it recommends you drop some vegetables in, or a bit of chicken, or in the case of me, I've been dropping an egg in and letting the egg go. That's been kind of cool and yummy, really, really good. But then, to top it all off, another parcel arrives from China. And it's a tank top that I'm sporting right now. And it's not a tank top, it's a hoodie.
It has
ramen noodles, chicken noodles, and it's wow! And it's really, really hot. I don't know if I'll ever wear it again after tonight. I might as well be a podcasting top. I don't know when I would actually. When would you ever go out in general public with ramen noodle soup on you?
EGX.
Yeah. Vegas.
I think
we need to talk about that as well.
Yes, I need to. Sorry, I forgot. My goodness, I put that out of my head. I will address that point now because I have a lot of apologies to make. Give me just 1 second. I need to take this off because this is very, very warm, and I need something a little less controversial. So,
Kim, avert your eyes.
Oh, my God. Okay, so so last weekend was kind of crazy, and with some fostering business and stuff, so not a lot we could do about that. Sorry, my t-shirt's okay?
It's fine.
Good. Anyway, I might get in trouble for this, but what the hell.
Let's go, Brandon!
Okay, so you were talking about TV. Let's get the simple stuff out of the way. I don't know how I missed this, but we've been starting to watch Billions over the last week or so. And Billions has been out for years now. It's on its fifth season. And it's about this guy that does stocks and shares, and it's hedge funds. And it's friggin' brilliant. This guy plays like 4D chess in his little moves. And there's two main characters in it, and you love to hit them all. There's a good guy and the bad guy, and sometimes the bad guy's the good guy, and sometimes the good guy's the bad guy, and it's brilliant. It's all cool. Just loving it. So I'm really enjoying that. We're almost through that first season, so Billions. But an interest with what I have. I was away this week. I was in Galway. It was a very long trip. It's a very far away place, and I went down on Wednesday for meetings in Dublin, and then I drove on to Galway, and the weather was horrible for driving. Anyway, I checked into this hotel, and I got in about 6:30 or so, and went up to my room, and went down to the gym, and then got a shower, had some dinner, and then went back to my room, and we chatted a little bit. and then had my meeting the next day and drove home. Very, very tired coming home on Thursday evening. But the hotel was so weird. The hotel was generic. It was okay. It was clean. It was tidy. The gym was good. The food was all right. But nobody spoke to me. The reception hardly even you know, it was hardly even a call. When I went into the restaurant, there was an Eastern European lady. I went in the restaurant. It wasn't that busy. And I went, hello, hello, hello. And this Eastern European woman came marching around the corner and went, you stand behind that wall. It was like the till where you have to check in because of COVID and you have to show a COVID passport and all this sort of stuff to get into the restaurant.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, down south of Ireland. Unbelievable. Yeah. I was at a trade show week before last in Dublin, and if I hadn't have had that passport thing, which I've got for my holidays, I just thought I'll just put it on my phone just because I'll probably need it. If I hadn't had that, I wouldn't have got into the trade show.
Blimey.
Very, very, compared up here, it's a completely different animal. But I just thought it was odd, you know. When the hotel was nice, the service was okay. No, it wasn't. No, it was comfortable. The food was all right, but it was terrible. The lettuce leaf staff. It was, I don't know. It's just a strange experience. Strange. And okay, so. And so getting into the passports and stuff, yes, the excitement is now building through the week there. I've organized tickets for the big parks and stuff like that. Shh, don't tell anybody. So that's Universal sorted out. God almighty, they're getting expensive. I got a really good deal on a rental car. I hope I'm not getting ripped off. It allegedly is coming from Hertz, but I've got a Yukon. What's a Yukon, Kim? Do you know? It's a big Jeep SUV seven-seater.
Yeah.
So... that I got a very good deal on that because they were getting crazy, crazy money. So yeah, this time 4 weeks we'll be pretty much getting ready to roll. So cool.
Lovely.
Nice.
Very nice.
Okay, so last Friday evening we had a couple of our good friends over. Okay. And we regularly, in fact, they're going out to America and we'll have Christmas dinner with them this year. And they'll come to our house when we're over there. And Adrian's on the same sort of journey that I am as far as rum is concerned. And every place, every one of the shops I visit, these retail shops, I'm always on the lookout for new and different rum. And he is doing the same, and he will order them online or whatever. So he came with two new bottles of rum on Friday evening, and I had one. We had an Indian meal in takeaway thing, and then we had a couple of glasses of wine with it. And then we had a few more glasses of rum. So when we went through, a few glasses of wine, three big glasses of rum, and I was jolly, okay? Jolly I was. I was relaxed. And we were chatting there going, do you know what, Robin, wouldn't it be great? We should just get a group of lads and go away. We should do it. And I says, yeah, you know what, Aaron? You know what the biggest problem about talking like this is? We don't actually do it. We should set a date and get the right team together and just go. Let's go. Let's do it. I says, you know what, Aaron? And the girls are starting to look over and dirty looks and stuff like this here. I says, Erin, you're right. Let's go to Vegas. Let's do Vegas next year. When, Robin? When will we do Vegas? Let's do Vegas in September or October. That's good enough for now. Let's tell people. Let's get it sorted. So Judith, Adrian and Devon, Eve, and I have a few more glasses of rum. At midnight, or just slightly after midnight. And a few more glasses just to chase the first lot down, just in case they hadn't got there and they were lonely. And then, then I didn't go shopping, almost went shopping.
Oh boy.
For something big. And then I decided that I would send invitations to people to people that I'm friendly with and people that I'm not so friendly with.
Oh, oh God.
Oh, dear.
The batch going to Vegas?
So friends within the community, we had a policeman and we had a funeral undertaker. It was going to come along. And we had lots of people from the podcasts. We had I invited Eric, and that was interesting. Destination Gamer Guy got an invitation. And I'm almost frightened to look in. Anyway, I thought, wouldn't it be weird if we could all go together? I woke up about 3 a.m. on the sofa, my phone in my hand, and I went to bed. But the next morning, I looked at my phone, and the last thing that I was looking at was a private jet hire company. Charter a jet. So I don't think I did that, but it was funny. It was a good night. It was good fun. But I still think it's a great idea. But now some people have came back and went, quite a few people came back, oh, well, we're going to Italy, Matt. Eric Piotrowski was, oh, interesting. Have you read my thing? A few people have, can't I really afford that next time? And a few of them weren't, yeah, I'm going to start saving now. Let them down. I'm sorry. I'm no harm, no foul, but I still think it's a really good idea. So,
Imagine if you book the jet, and that'd be a real awkward conversation with the rest of the people that you've invited. Like, excuse me, folks, can we split the costs somehow? Because it's going to cost £2,000 a person.
Holy
yeah.
Ah, well, sure, it's all a bit of fun. And no,
if we get 30 on the plane.
Deadly, you are. You're absolutely deadly when you've had a drink.
Can this Cessna go to Vegas?
So you've been playing Flight Simulator this week, then?
Yeah. So I apologize for that, but anybody that got excited or insulted or weirded out that I invited them. But it wasn't just one, it was WhatsApp. I sent WhatsApps, yes, and emails and Facebook messages and so many different formats of things that I contacted.
You tried to call me once, so there was that.
I called you. God, Jim. Are you in?
I'm back, and I'm like,
right now.
What the hell?
Are you in or out? Right now.
I love how he puts inspirational into the text message. Yes. So it's like,
we must look at this. Sorry. What
the thing was, the message came through and I thought, oh, right. You know what? Actually, that sounds really good. Then I noticed it was copy paste in every other single bloody group. I thought it was a personal invitation and it was just copy paste for everyone.
Vegas 2022. This is to my Undertaker friend. Inspirational weekend. Might be right up your street. Brotherhood, fellowship, tigers and cocktails becoming a thing. Christ almighty. Anyway, so yeah. I have fun in my life. Aha, there you go.
For sure.
Anyway, that's the thing. I'm done.
Okay. Should we talk about some games?
If you really want, yeah.
Play the game, boy. You gotta learn to play it right.
Okay. Kim, please take us through the free / subscription / sort of games.
All right. For your games of gold for November, we have Moving Out, which is available now to the end of the month. Kingdom 2 Crowns. I don't know why I have trouble saying that, which will be available on the 16th through December 15th. Rocket Knight will be available till the 15th, so if you're going to pick up Rocket Knight, get it now, because apparently it's a classic. Whatever. Lego Batman 2 DC Super Heroes, which will be available on November 16th, the end of the month. Then we will scroll down a little further, and we have our PlayStation Plus games for November. And those are First Class Trouble for the PS4 and PS5, Kingdoms of Amalur: Re-Reckoning for the PS4, Knockout City for the PS4 and PS5, which is not a game about supermodels, apparently it's dodgeball, go figure. The Persistence for the PSVR, which is also The Walking Dead: Saints and Sinners for the PSVR, and Until You Fall for the PSVR as well. So, you know, if you got a PSVR, you can clean up this month. I do not, because, well, that one game, Until You Fall, yeah, I'd fall. Anyway, I went too far. Hold on, let me scroll back up. Twitch games for the month of November, we have Dragon Age Inquisition, Control Ultimate Edition, Rise of the Tomb Raider, Rogue Heroes Liberated, Puzzle Agent 2, and Demon Hunter 2 New Chapter. Don't get those two confused. That might be terrible. Breaks are for losers. I kindly disagree, but whatever. Secret Files, Sam Peters. Okay, I don't know what his secret files are, but I probably don't want to know. Stadia Pro for November, believe it or not, it's still a thing. We have Saints Row 4, 100 Days, a winemaking simulator. Hey, there you go. Dirt 5, and Kimono Heroes. And I don't know about Epic Game Store, because I didn't look. So all they had is already gone by the wayside, so but I'm sure if you're into Epic Games, you probably know what their free games are, so there you are. Anyway, those are our free games that we pay for.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Kim.
You are welcome.
So, Pete, what have you been playing this week? Fantastic.
I'm mute. I'm really sorry.
Way to go, Pete. Jesus.
To be fair, Phil, I've not played a fat lot. I've played a little bit of It Takes Two, and I didn't really play that much of it. And I've already spoke about it before. And I've played a little bit of Rocket League. And in all fairness, I ain't played much else.
You did better than this week.
Yeah, don't worry, Pete. Well, you've done better than someone else.
Do you know what I did do though? I downloaded Forza Horizon 5. And I sat down with Kira, and she was saying, "Oh, should we play a video game?" And I thought, well, I didn't know whether like Forza Horizon 5 had got some two-player element, and I fired it up, and I think I got to the start where you jump out the plane, and I just thought it's just going to be one player, and I just thought I'd leave it. So I just moved on. We played It Takes Two, and we started from the beginning, just to introduce her into that, but. I really do want to play Forza, and I know, you know, somebody's going to talk about that anyway. So, yeah, Kim, I'm with you in the club there. I've not done a fat lot this week, to be fair.
Okay.
Well, I've Robin... just turned up for the fun. That's all I've done.
Never done that.
Robin, let's talk about Forza Horizon 5, because that's one game that both of us have played.
Yes. Yeah, that's the thing.
Amateurs.
What? Damn it. Yes. I haven't had a lot of games. Isn't that weird? What is going on about time? I feel so guilty. I actually said to Judith last night to say, like, I really am going to have to book time now again, because I used to do it. I'm going to do it again. I'm going to book a slot in my diary for games. For an hour or two hours, one night a week or two nights. So I cut some time this afternoon and got to play. The kids have been playing Forza Horizon 5. And I would have been the first in the queue to play the Forza Horizon games in the past. So I'm surprised at myself not even getting there. And I fired it up. And it does look, the choices you have on the Xbox Series X are you've got quality or 60 frames. And I've went for quality, which is 30 frames. I haven't looked at the 60 frames but yet because it just looks gorgeous and it plays like butter. I've heard load times are perfect. We'll maybe get to that, Phil, on the big monolith Xbox. And here's what I'm going to say. Wow. I played all the other games to death, okay? I've done all of the roads and the boards and the drifting and collected cars and photographs of all the cars and pretty much did everything you could possibly do. And although this is absolutely gorgeous so far, I went, yeah, okay. Yeah. And is that wrong?
No, it's not wrong at all.
The same? It's beautiful. Yeah. It's a vacation, and people are raving about it as the perfect game. And how different do I want it to be? Maybe it will open stuff up. You know, the Lego stuff before was very original, and the add-ons. And this looks gorgeous, and I'm going to enjoy it. But maybe I'm burnt out a bit.
Probably.
Maybe. Yeah, it doesn't feel to me. It doesn't feel different enough so far from the last one. So I'm playing on the One X, and from a load time point of view, it's not game breaking, but there are quite a few, especially early on when you first start the game up, there's almost like cutscenes when you're, you know, being chucked out of a plane and it goes into different things. But each time there's a different almost scene change.
Right.
I'm sure on the S and the X, it's seamless and it just goes to the next scene.
It was just today. Yep.
There's a 30-second minute loading screen, just a spinning wheel while you're waiting. And it just breaks up the flow of the animation and everything completely. And starting races, when you go to, you know, start a race, when you arrive at a place, you press X to start the race. I'm sitting there twiddling my thumbs for 30 seconds or a minute whilst I'm waiting for the race to start.
No, I'd say it's pretty instant.
Yeah.
Maybe a few seconds, and that's just almost the menu coming up. You know, it's.
And it looks fantastic, but I don't think it's the last one. Forza Horizon 4 was brilliant. I played it to death. You know, it was great being in the UK.
Yeah.
The terrain and the areas were all quite different.
Mm.
This so far, and I've spent about a couple of hours on it today, just driving around, not necessarily doing races, just looking at the different areas, and they're all pretty much the same. They all feel the same, and it just, I don't know, maybe it'll take, you know, a bit more time to grab me, but it's not feeling any different.
Mark's going to be listening to this going, oh my goodness, I get fully into it. And as Mark does, he goes like 120% at this stuff and he completes it all in no time and burns himself out on it. And he's loving it. And I'm sure, and you know, it's reviewed as like almost the perfect game. And Forza Horizon 4 also reviewed as almost the perfect game, as, you know, the best of its kind. And this is probably one up that again. Mm-hmm. So, yes, it's probably the best open worldish, not arcadey, casual racing game, and most beautiful one that's ever been built. But
it looks absolutely stunning. I mean, there's no question about it. It looks stunning. It drives, you know, fantastically.
Some of the things will be fantastic. You know, some of the stuff will be absolutely awesome, and I'll go, wow, that was cool. But the main mechanic, the main boards, do roads, races, again, what different things can you have? But yeah, if you're looking for something really, really different, this isn't different than before. It feels like an iteration, Phil.
Yes, it does. It almost feels, not DLC, because it's obviously a lot bigger than DLC, but it is a continuation. Even the festival stuff and the announcers, it just feels same thing. There's no question, it is an amazing game. It's just not grabbing me at the moment.
Now I set up my girl. No, don't get me wrong, this is not, it's a fantastic game. It's brilliant. It is really good. It's just probably justifies its 9.7, 9.8, but I'm just maybe a bit burnt out of this. So
yeah, give me
brilliant, super. But I have spent so much time, I think Extra Life 2 years ago or 3 years ago, I think I played this, you know, for 90% of that time, I think. You know,
anyway. I remember that, yep.
Yeah. So, of course, that's going to happen to me. But my girl now, I've set her up, and I like a redhead. This is Pete's beard that always gets me, and she's pretty much the same and there. But her model, she has a mouthful of teeth. Like, girl, get to a dentist. Like, dark grey and black, and they're massive. She needs a brace. That was very uncanny valley. Yeah. So play it. If you've never played a Forza Horizon game, you're in for a treat. I'm hoping that someday, and I've said this before, that they put all five maps together so you can race Mexico.
All right. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, that'd be good.
You know, in one massive, big, big world.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think there is a house and a garage that, that driving game from years ago that tickle people's fancies, that you build up, you built a house and you put your cars in Drive Club, I think it was called, or something like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You had your house and you could get your furniture and you could go in and play cards and you know, it was a real living world all of cars. I would like a bit more than that. I would like to do that sort of thing as well. Because before they've had a garage and bits and pieces, maybe they're doing it in this. I haven't just got to it yet. But I would like, because I think in the English one, they, you had a mansion. But
that's right, yeah. There
wasn't much to it. I would like
to
develop that. I know it's nothing to do with car racing, but this isn't a car sim. This is a casual arcadey car game. So, yeah, I'd like to see that. No, yeah. So, anyway, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, well, something that was completely and totally different, I don't know if you guys have tried it, is the game Unpacking. So this is on Game Pass, and it's a little game that
Toilet
is...
Toilet simulator? Is that...
Toilet simulator, yes, yeah. No, Unpacking. It's an unpacking box simulator. And it is the most, it's the weirdest, most compelling game I've played. It's, you basically, you start off, you have a couple of rooms and there's boxes in each of the rooms and you take things out of the boxes and put them in certain places. And sometimes the boxes in the rooms have things that, you know, if you're in a bedroom, it should go in the kitchen. I'm describing, as I'm describing this, I'm... And the look on Pete's face, I realise how weird it sounds.
I'm starting to worry about you, Phil, to be honest.
But it is a very... I mean, I'm not OCD, so a lot of people are saying it's fulfilling their OCD because they have to put all the colours of the clothes together and books and everything. But everything has its proper place.
Can you get...
But there is a story behind... There is a story. You are... Because it jumps here, so it starts in, say, 1994, and then when you've completed that level, it jumps a couple of years to another house, and then to another house, and through the things that you're unpacking, the belongings, it tells the story of that person. So to start off with, they're at home, and it's obviously they're living with their parents, and then university or college, and then... You know, they move in with someone because you've got other people's things there in the cupboards and everything. And it sort of moves along. And it's a little, you know, it's just a little game. It's an easy 1,000 points if you're interested in that. But
it's, I can watch it all day.
It's just really strange. Pete, seriously, it's on Game Pass. Try it.
I'm going to give it a go.
It's just weirdly, weirdly compelling. And Kim, you're saying about the toilet paper. Mm-hmm. You can actually put, if you put it on the wrong way, at the end, when you've emptied all the boxes and you put everything out, things that are in the wrong places will flash red and you have to go and make sure that they're in the right places before the level's complete. And the toilet paper has to go the right way.
I'm not comfortable how the toaster is to the sink. I'm really not.
I know, right?
Funny enough, there is an achievement that if you put the toaster in the bath, there is an achievement for that. it's a fun little game. You know, it didn't take long to get through. But just weird. Just a weird experience of... Why am I playing this? And Lisa looked at me and said, why the hell are you playing this? I said, but it's telling a story. And she said, no, just no, stop. and aside from that, Sea of Thieves, been playing Sea of Thieves again. So I've just reached the top level for season 4, level 100. So just been going through working through the last 3-4 years of backlog of commendations, which are like collectibles around the world. So they're hidden books on various beaches, which tell the history and lore of the different pirates. The skeleton thrones on various islands that you know, if you sit on, you get a commendation for it. And sometimes to get to them, you can't just jump up and get them. There's jumping puzzles. Sometimes you have to fire yourself out of your cannon to get to them. Because they're out of the way and lighting beacons and stuff. So enjoying that still. Love it. Absolutely love it.
You glad? You get your phone, will you find it?
Exactly.
Yep.
It's free. Hmm. Almost.
Which is always good.
Yes. So, should we talk about some news? Maybe.
Possibly.
Here is the fucking news.
So, Extra Life, Kim.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to tell us about how the VG Hub team got on, please?
Well, it looks like we did fairly well. I mean, I know personally, I thought I did fairly well, considering. So, let's see. So far, we have raised, assuming this total is correct, of the goal of 6,000 that we've set, we have 5,335 for our team.
That's pretty good.
Go team.
Big figures.
Right? Individually, we have Greg, who has raised 2,500. The Wolowitz family, who has raised $1,030. Our very own Gary DeFelice, who's never on the podcast, $815. The Seal podcast, $370.13. Can't forget the 13 cents. That's important. I raised $335. And Luis Raimondo has raised so far $285.
That's cool.
So,
that's brilliant.
Yeah. But and you can still donate. So.
Yeah, there's been some controversy, though.
Mm. Oh.
Apparently. About some... Greg Stream.
Yeah. all right.
Cheat?
Yeah. Yeah. According or breaking noise. Breaking noise. I said I can't read. I don't know why. Breaking news. Our intrepid OC reporter, Lord, has revealed that Greg Stream only ran for 23 hours, 44 minutes. So he kind of shortchanged people. So maybe he needs to go back and do it again.
Yeah,
so, definitely. I mean, there's those that's you know 16 minutes there that he needs to come back and do it in the field.
Right.
Otherwise, he's going to have to contact all his donors and all. You know, it's terrible.
Yeah.
It's awful. It's disgraceful.
We can't do that anymore. We really can't.
Well,
stick move.
In other news, tomorrow is the 20th anniversary of Xbox. Which is scary.
Really?
20 years.
20 years.
So there's an anniversary show tomorrow. I think it's about 5 PM UK time, various times across, and they're going to look at the history of the history of Xbox. They're saying they're not going to announce any new games, but rumours say that they may announce that Halo Infinite, the multiplayer, free multiplayer, is going to launch early.
Rumors.
Speculation that they're going to bring 1 vs. 100 back, which would be fantastic. Although it should be 1 vs. 1,000 now, I think. Technology. And I'm actually hoping that they announce a black Xbox One Series S. Instead of the white one.
No, the white one's cute.
But it stands out. Doesn't fit. Yeah, it doesn't look very nice in my TV cabinet.
You're such
it doesn't.
A... other news.
For a black Xbox, for God's sake, Pete.
Let's move on. Roblox, that fantastic game that Pete loves so much.
You're right.
Has overtaken Activision Blizzard as the most valuable gaming company in the US. And that's despite, you know, Call of Duty Vanguard being announced, which is crazy.
Yeah, I know.
Seems pretty ridiculous, yes.
It's absolutely crazy. So their shares of Roblox...
I should have held on to them.
Yeah, increased by 40% on Tuesday.
Wow.
And it's now valued at $62 billion, which... Activision Blizzard stands at $52 billion, with EA not particularly close behind, but then third with $40 billion, which is just scary. And they only began trading publicly in March this year.
Yeah, I did. I bought into the IPO and I held on to them for a week or two and made some good money out of them and then sold them on. But you know, what do you do? I mean, like this as well. I mean, like the Rivian went IPO came along, and Rivian is another electric car company. If you remember, if you ever watched The Long Way Down or The Long Way Around, and all those, so the last series of it, they were coming up from the south of America, and they were on electric Harleys, and the Jeeps that mm-hmm. the crew were in were the first ever Rivian prototype pickup truck Jeeps. This is now 3 years ago, and so they, you know, they were held together with tape here and there, but they still look good. But that has now went into production, and you know, they have 100,000 orders for vans for Amazon, I believe it is. They launched last week at $54, and on Friday they had 120. You know, it's just nutty. And some of the stuff that really takes, so Roblox and electric vehicles, stuff like that there at the moment is really, really, really big. Really, really cool. And kids, Roblox again, you know, I see them at it, but on the iPads now.
Yeah. It's a big thing on iPads, isn't it? I'll tell you what, though, if you like, have you seen Squid Game, Phil?
Yes.
Yeah. Did you like it?
Yeah, I loved it.
If you did love it, right, there's a server on Roblox that plays out the Squid Game. It's so good. It's addictive. It's weirdly addictive, but it's worth a go just to download it for that. I could see how these guys, you know, they've captured a wide audience, and they've just made money on all of the skins. And I mean,
so what is Roblox? I've never seen it, so I've never played it.
Well, Roblox is almost dressed a little bit like Minecraft. The characters are very blocky, you know. There's just an abundance of different servers with different themes. You could get anything. There's the flood game where you start off at the bottom of a ship and you've got to try and work your way up to the VIP area at the top. And there's a flood that goes all the way through the ship and pretty much kills everyone in its path. And you've got to try and make your way up the ship. It's what?
Basic looking. It doesn't look, you know, doesn't look fantastic. It's very.
No.
Yeah. So it's Minecraft-ish.
Dubbed down. Yeah. It's Minecraft really dubbed down, simplified. But it's just, and there's so many glitches on some of these servers, but it's just weirdly addictive, the game is. And this Squid Game server there's a few of them, but there's one that really sticks out, and it's normally first on the list. It's like, it's really, really good. They've polished it off so good. It's brilliant. It's good through all that. There's the different games. So there's the red light, green light.
I have it on the screen now, the red light, green light.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so it's the red light, green light. There's the the one where they have to lick the is it like honeycomb or something like that make the shape.
Yeah,
there's all these and there's the bridge with the glass. It's just so good. And the thing is, not just, I mean, out of the game as well. I mean, my son's mad on all of the little figures as well. So we have to do a little role play. I mean, I've spent like 4 hours this afternoon doing role play on these little with these little figures, and they're expensive. They're little packs with about six figures in, and they're about £50. So you get six figures, a few, like, I don't know, trash cans or a few weapons or a few masks or whatever, but you're talking £50 a box. I mean, I've got like, there's about four bags of them downstairs that I've got. I must have spent an absolute fortune on them for him. But yeah, you could see how they make them money.
Yeah. The basic characters remind me of those. They're not Lego. It was not Duplo.
Playmobil.
Playmobil. Yeah, they look like little Playmobil plastic characters from years ago. Yeah, it's lots of mini games with those characters, Phil. Not even just the Squid Game stuff, but generally all the way through it was fighting games and you know, running around chasing each other and, you know, all that sort of stuff. So, yeah.
But there's still that whole security thing as well beyond Roblox. They still reckon there's a lot of exposure to, you know, people grooming and bullying, like, yeah. and you know, just all of this real negative stuff online that, you know, you just don't want your kids or whatever to be subject to. So you've got to be really careful what your kids are doing if you allow them to play this game, because you can see straight away with some of the servers, there's one where you are the bully and you're just lamping all of these other, like, you know, little these little kids on your server, and some of them are really dodgy. So I watch Leo closely when he's on things like that, because I just pull them off. The ones on the Xbox seem to be pretty well monitored, but on Android it seems to on your tablet there seems to be more servers for you to connect onto, and there's that exposure of you know, potentially being a victim of something, some form of bullying or abuse, or it's. Because there's more of an emphasis on the chat as well when you go to Android and iOS. So, but Xbox, they're completely blocked. Well, I say completely block it out. You can talk to them on mic, but I tend to mute all of that. So Leo's, you know, he don't have any involvement in it whatsoever. Yeah. So, anyway,
talking of Playmobil, they're really up in their game at the moment. So they're just releasing a Starship Enterprise model.
See, oh,
really, really £700.
Mm-hmm. What?
Holy moly!
Hey, do you know what? I'm talking about Star Trek, they've released it. They've got a chess set as well. I've noticed on freaking hell, what was the site now? But this is, you know, the chess set that was 4D, in
the 4
Next
layer.
Generation. Yeah. You could buy one of those. I didn't even know when I looked. I was like, shit, but it was like £400. I was like, forget it. I'm out. I love chess, but I ain't paying that.
Yeah, sorry. £700 for a Playmobil Starship Enterprise. It looks amazing. It's huge. £700. I think that they're obviously trying to get the Lego architecture level of.
I know we're digressing here, but I put this on. It's 60 seconds. So this is a Landtronics. It's the side of a building in cities around, mostly in Asia at the moment, and it's these 3D screens that wrap a building and it looks like things are coming out of them.
Yes.
They had a Starship Enterprise coming out of the building and it looks like it's hanging over the building. That's on the screen right now. For those who are not watching it, people are looking up at it going, wow, how can this be? And it's trickery of screens. It looks like it's coming right out. And they've done this thing now. I think it's one town, I think it's in Japan, where the side of the building is a cat appears every now and again.
Yes, yeah.
The cat's paw hangs down over the side of the building and stuff. But it just looks like it's coming right out. So, yeah, that screen technology is amazing. But again, you know, that's from Roblox to that. We digress.
So a couple of smaller pieces. Those people still waiting for a PS5 might be impacted a bit more because there's a chip shortage. So Sony has cut 1 million units from its PS5 production target because of worldwide component shortages. They now expect to have 15 million PS5 consoles available for shipment by March 2022, but that number's dropped to 14 million. Yeah, more troubles in getting the console.
Yeah, so many fights in a Walmart, that is, isn't it? That's all it's building up for.
Pretty much.
And finally, Steam Deck has had its first shipments delayed to February 22. So again, this is down to components, material shortages in critical component supply chains. So they're moving all reservations. So if you had an early reservation, you'll still get it before someone who pre-ordered months after you. but it's the initial shipments will start in February 22. And some of you guys ordered them, didn't you?
Yeah. When were they due? Was it December? Or, I think it was January, wasn't it? Or
yeah, because I was the way my reservation worked out, I don't think I was going to get mine till like February or April anyway. So
yeah. So it's everything's shifting 2 months. So the initial ones were going to be December. That's now February. So you're going to be looking at May, June, Kim, I suppose.
That gives you put money back for it. So works for me.
Canceling them and stuff like that there. So there's been the initial excitement worn off with people.
I'm kind of there in that spot. I don't know. I haven't canceled it yet, but I've been considering it. But as of right now, it's still reserved. So who knows? I may leave it and get it.
Do you think that the lack of time over it is going to dampen people's excitement for it?
I think once they start appearing and if it's cool and it works well, I think the excitement will build again.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, if it works and does everything that they say and, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I can play Game Pass with the games with it, that'd be great because, you know, I can't with my phone or my tablet. So.
Oh, right. Okay. I know they've improved a lot. I wasn't able to play Game Pass or xCloud on my old iPad, but I went on the other day and it works perfectly.
Yeah, I haven't tried it since they've updated it, so I might be able to now. But I know originally when it first came out, it just wouldn't work.
I'm really much to try when I'm away, but goodness me, when I was away in the hotel, that was always the intention. But I think by 10 o'clock or 10:30, then I'm done. So I did, you know. Yeah, time I got rid of my stockings, lady.
Right, Kim, can you take us through the new releases, please?
I sure can, as soon as I scroll in that direction, because, yeah. I pay attention to the chat, so, yeah. Alrighty, our new releases for November 14th to November 20th are Moncage for the PC, iOS, and Android on November 16th. Sherlock Holmes, Chapter 1 for the PS5, Xbox Series X and S, Xbox One, and PC. No PlayStation 4. Interesting. November 4th. Surviving Aftermath for the PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC on the 16th. The Smurfs, Mission Valif Smurfstastic Edition. Try saying that sucker 5 times fast. Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and Switch on the 16th. The Wild at Heart for the PlayStation 4 on November 16th as well. Final Fantasy VII, The First Soldier for iOS and Android on November 17th. Tamarin for the Xbox Series X and S and the Xbox One on November 17th. Blood Rage 2 Revamped for the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and Switch, November 18th. Blood Rain Revamped. Wait, I've messed up, haven't I? Blood Rain 2 Revamped for the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and Switch on the 18th. And then Blood Rain Revamped for the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and Switch on the 18th as well. That might be interesting. I never did play Blood Rain back in the day, but I heard it was good. So, Epic Chef for the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC on the 18th. XO1 for the X and S, the Xbox One, and the PC on the 18th as well. Undungeon for the Xbox Series X and S, Xbox One, and PC on the 18th as well. Battle 2042 for the PlayStation 5, the Xbox Series X and S, the PlayStation 4, the Xbox One, and PC on the 19th. Like me, I've already got mine downloaded. Nerf Legends for the PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC on the 19th. And we have Pokemon Brilliant Diamond for the Switch and Pokemon Shining Pearl for the Switch on the 19th. And those are your new releases.
Brilliant, thank you. Yes, quite a few. Just one to point out, for those who like Phil Old Sims, those simulation games, which Pete loves.
Of course.
Survive in the Aftermath. So I was part of the early adopters for that game. It's by Paradox, who do a lot of the, you know, Surviving Mars and everything. This one is literally after a nuclear explosion, and you have to, or nuclear disaster, and you have to build a community, picking up resources and various different things, taking in new people. It's changed enormously since when it first was released on Early Access. Completely different game. So I'm looking forward to actually getting the full version of that, which would be good. And obviously Battlefield 2042. I've got that downloading. I'm going to do the 10-hour trial. It's a 10-hour trial on EA Play. Mm-hmm. So give that a go. Play the 10 hours, wait a couple of months, and it'll be on EA Play for free.
Probably.
It's a good way of thinking about it. Yeah, good.
But yeah, looking forward to that. I played the beta. I know you did as well, Kim.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be interesting.
And I liked it, so...
Yeah. It was very... It felt like Battlefield 4 again.
Yep.
Which is what everyone wanted. Exactly. I was a big fan of Battlefield 1 and Battlefield 5, to be fair. Mm-hmm. But this is definitely, when I was playing it, it definitely reminds me of Battlefield 4. Mm-hmm. Okay, play dates. If you see us around online, give us a shout. If you're sailing the seas and you see me sailing the seas as well, give me a shout and you can hop on my sloop.
Yes,
pull my ropes. And also, we do have a Minecraft realm, which is still going on. It's it's fairly active still. Lots of ridiculous builds in there. So just message one of us, and if you want to join it, hop on and have a look. So victory achieved. Robin, do we have any victories achieved this week?
Absolutely do. Just finish games. Send a tweet or a WhatsApp off to @OC_podcast with the hashtag victory achieved when you complete your game, with a nice selfie with the credits in the background, and we'll let you in the draw to win some money. And for the last week or so, Greasy Fish Lips Marty, he finished Rise. It's one of Greg's favorite games because it has men in skirts, but it's really a very, very good game apart from this, the lack of models. There's only about 8 different baddies in it. But apart from that, Rise is a fabulous game about men in skirts with swords and arrows. Very, very good. Yeah, Marty, that's you got the Brill cream out there, mate. It's good stuff. That photograph. Kim, Song of Iron completed. Well done. She wasn't expecting the plot twist at the end. Spoilers. So very good, well done. And she also, during Extra Life, finished Gears of War 5. So
nice. Well done, Kim. Is that the extra story that you completed on it? I can't remember the name of it.
There's still Hive Busters, but I haven't done that one yet. But I completed the main story.
Hive Busters is really good, actually. It's a very good short. You know, not ultra short story, but it's a good, you know, campaign edition. I was quite surprised. It was free as well. Hivebusters, yeah.
Yeah, I need to go back to that. Sorry, Robbie.
And finally, Alan Wake's American Nightmare. Really good game. Spooky. Now, is that the first one? Or please tell me that's not the add-on.
No, that's the second one. No, that's the second one.
Yeah, the add-on type thing.
Yeah.
First one was shit.
The first one was brilliant.
I loved the first one.
Absolute shit. I love
Phil. What's wrong with that? The torch? Whoosh, these big scary guys coming up behind you? You run out of batteries?
Horrendous.
What was horrendous about it?
It's just shit. I didn't like it.
All right.
It's not like Resident Evil. It was just simple. The enemies just like... They were just boring, predictable.
Oh, scary enough for me.
That tractor was terrifying.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, the minibus off Disney Cars 2 or 3 was more scary than that bloody tractor. No, I'm not having it.
All right. Okay. Well done, John. Really good game. Thumbs up, spooky. Yes, John, we like you.
He looks traumatized. Somebody else has wrote that for him.
Yeah, possibly. He's yeah, okay. He sat on something and it's still there. awesome, Rob. He finished Overkill. Yeah.
Typing of the Dead, yeah.
Typing of the Dead, Overkill. So well done, and well done, everybody. So that's fantastic. Good stuff. Get your entries in. We'll be drawing the winners again very, very soon.
You all have a victory's achieved. Victory's achieved. Victory's achieved.
So we're all about community, and we want to hear from you. And this lady is going to tell you how you can get in touch with us.
He says, "Oh Jesus Christ!" Yeah, that's what he said.
I can lip read.
And me.
I actually don't have Kim on this sound clip piece. It's really, really bad. That's one of his.
Let's go, Brandon.
No.
Just not recognized.
No. 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 No.
Nice beaver.
No.
We got this show nailed as far as like.
Yeah. No, that's not it. Ways we can do this, and the way you can contact the show is it's really, really simple. There's lots and lots and lots of ways to do it. You can contact the show at @OC_podcast on Twitter. Facebook is fb.ocpod.com. The email is podcast@ocpod.com, and you can leave us a review anywhere. So please, we love the interaction. Please contact the show. It's kind of cool when you just do. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Right. Fantastic show. Shout outs. Pete.
I've been struggling really. Well, the first person I'm going to share is, I don't even know his name, right, but there's this guy that walked up to me, right, and we was watching that one of the drag artists in like this downstairs bar, and they were showing RuPaul Drag Race just beforehand, and he walked up to me and he went, excuse me, he walked up to me and he says, excuse me, he says, do you know who you look like? Go on. He says, you really remind me of Kratos. You probably don't know who he is.
Boy.
But that was exactly what I said. So I know who he is, boy. And he went, oh, I fucking love Kratos. Right. And licked his lips.
Oh, wow.
Wow. I just thanks. I don't know what else to say. And you know, he was just like, oh, you've really given me that Kratos vibe, right? And she'll just leave me talking to this guy.
Is that
shout out to that guy, whoever he was. But he was loving the Kratos look, whatever that was.
The responsible thing to do is to actually get to know people by their first name before you do that sort of thing. You know, you should mean some sort of traceability when you go back to that.
Why? As long as you're safe, you're fine. And I'm going to shout out to all the people that was on Extra Life. I didn't manage to get to play with any of you on your computer games, and I'm sorry. I usually do. If I can, but I was in London, so I couldn't do it. So well done to you folks. And I haven't even donated yet, so I need to donate to someone. I'll find out whoever didn't quite reach the target and put towards theirs or something. Anyway, that's me. I'm going to hand you over to Kim.
Thank you, Kratos. Sorry. Girl. Anyway, that's hilarious. I'm going to have to remember that now. Shout out to our chatters. We've had a few people in the chat today. We've had Boomer, of course. Martin's in there, and Lord has been in there. Lord, who didn't realize it was going to be a fashion show today. You know, we aim to please or not please. I guess it kind of depends on your take on the situation. But anyway, so thanks, guys, for jumping in the chat and keeping me busy all afternoon while we were yapping away here. Other than that, I don't know. Shout out to you guys. I finally got to podcast with Phil again because it seems like it's been a while. So thanks for that, Phil. And, you know, you other two are awesome too. Like I said, Kratos. and Robin. I mean, Robin. I think I'll get you all now. So anyway, everybody have a good week this week. And, you know, if you're an American like me, hey, Thanksgiving is coming, where all we have to do is eat and nap. That's why Thanksgiving is like my favorite holiday. No gifts, none of that bullshit. All you got to do is eat and sleep. I can do that every day. So anyway, that's enough for me. Over to Robin. I mean, Robin.
Yeah, thank you very much, Phil. Thanks for hosting this evening. Thank you. I can concentrate on pressing buttons and getting it all absolutely timed to perfection. To Ramen Noodles, thank you very much. And Ramen are sponsoring the show this week. So remember to eat your noodles, and only 3 minutes with an egg and some vegetables. It's a healthy, low-calorie meal, very filling and fulfilling. I'm in noodles. To all the Extra Lifers, wow, I'm in awe. And sorry, again, I wasn't around next week because I had strange stuff going on, so, and stuff that had to be dealt with. Wow, I am impressed. Fantastic. Good stuff. Great reason all that money. And of course to Colin and Greg and Cindy, they've had weekend there as well. So I'm glad the little man is coming through. Their boy had a little operation, and I think he's coming through strong. So I was speaking to him the other night. Funny enough, wow, I spoke to him the other night. The answer.
I'll drop in and I'll pick you up.
To everybody, thanks. I'll see you next week. Oh my God, Robin. Get me out of here quick.
Thanks to you guys. It's been entertaining as always. Shout out to Greg, Cindy, and Colin, obviously, and to Mark, who he's got shit to sort out. So apparently, maybe add some dodgy ramen.
I mean, I thought you were going to say Mark had the shit. So.
He did say he has a lot of shit to sort out, so maybe he did.
Yes, person of that boy.
I know his hopes were dashed because he was already saying that that the plane needs to stop off at Leeds to pick him up for Vegas. thanks everyone, and have a good week. Look after yourselves, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. Stay tuned for some fun outtakes and bloopers. See you same time next week.
And we're clear. Woo! So there was this other guy, right, that walked up to me and said that I'm a real sexy ginger bear, right?
I was gonna say bear.
Yeah. See, we were gonna go to a Bear and Cubs night at the Vauxhall, the Vauxhall Club, I'm kind of glad that I didn't now.
Yeah.
He was a bit like. Do you remember? Do you know Louis Spence? Have you ever heard of Louis Spence?
No.
No. Okay. Right. Well, just super.
Super camp, super out there, super extra, and he was like him. He was our friend for a couple of hours.
And my God, man! He was the life and soul of the party. He was good fun. But I was a ginger sexy bear for his 2 hours.
Yeah, I've been called a bear a few times in those situations.
Yeah.
Oh, he's the dancer, gay dancer guy. Okay.
That's it.
Yes. Yeah.
So he was just like him, yeah. Pulled moves just like him as well. He was a real good, yeah. He was a real good bundle of fun. So that was in the drag show place that we went to. I got hit on by a lot of men. during those times. Shell was just, oh man, she was making me laugh. She was just leaving me to it, wasn't she? Instead of like fending me off, or fending them off. Oh my god! Bro, I'll go to the toilet. Bye. Cheers. Thanks. Oh, it's good fun.
That might have been dangerous.
Yeah, it could have been. I should have gone to the toilet just shortly after she was going to come back or something, just to make a panic. I should have done that, shouldn't I? Instead of just standing there waiting. Yeah, it was good.
Good experience.
Gay. I don't want to go to Vegas with you.
What happens?
Yeah.
Stays.
Yeah. It really would be like the Hangover film, wouldn't it, if we went? It really would.
Tigers.
There'd be a fucking tiger in the room, in the bathroom, wouldn't there? There really would.
Fucking awesome.
Look what I brought back with me, guys! He's fucking brilliant!
When you were all asleep, I got his old tattoos!
Oh dear.
I'll tell you what, you kill me, you do. I don't know how you do it. You're just mad. You're mad as a bag of frogs.
I'm not mad.
You totally are, man. Yeah. You just do the wackiest shit I've ever known.
Only around you guys, you bring the worst out of me. I'm a very serious concern.
Right.
Yeah.
On there, food
up. That's why that's like me being quiet and shy. Sure. Uh huh.
I am very, very subdued. I wear a suit now.